Well, so we are continuing today. We're actually finishing up in Perek Bey's Mishnah Test, Chapter 2, the 9th Mishnah. So remember, again, we started yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was speaking to all of his Talmidim, and he gives them really two distinct directives. Directive number one is go out and see Ezuhi Derech Yishara, what is the right path, the straight path that a person should cling to. And then conversely, and we went through all the different answers yesterday, and then he also asks them Ezuhi Derech Ra, Shi Yisrachek Mimeno. Ha'adam, what is the negative path that a person should distance themselves from? So Rabbi Eliezer, so we go through that now. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ayin ra'a. Literally, again, a bad eye. And the Rabbi Yonah says something amazing over here. He explains the what's the definition of an ayin ra'a. He says, Alkin amar ayin ra'a kilomar midas hakilos. So the Rabbi Yonah understands that it means stinginess, being stingy or being a miser. And ultimately says the Rabbi Yonah, so what does it mean to have an iron? So again, you can understand that on a basic level, stinginess or being a miser means that a person doesn't want to share of their money, doesn't want to share of their stuff. But the truth is, what he calls an ayin kilo, right? What he calls this stinginess, this his lashon was midas hakilos. He explains that essentially what this means is when a person is stingy, it's not just the pshat that they don't want to give away their money. Stinginess or being a miser, what he calls midas hakilos, I want to keep everything for me. I don't want to share anything with anyone. So of course, on the most basic level, this prevents a person from forging normal and healthy relationships because all relationships require sharing components, require a giving component. But it's more than that. The truth is an ayin ra'a really represents a lack of emunah as well. You know, sometimes in life, we're concerned to share that which we have because I think that if I give you of my stuff, whatever that stuff is, there's less for me. But the truth is, the true person with emunah understands that even if I give you a big slice of the pie, my pie is my pie, your pie is your pie. So giving you doesn't actually leave me with any less. But when a person has what he calls this midas hakilos, this stinginess or this stinginess or this miserliness, so not only could a person not forge relationships with others, but he can't even really forge a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the truth is, remember, even to have a relationship with Hashem, I have to give things. I have to give of my time. I have to give of my resources. I have to give of my wisdom. I have to give of my skills. But if every time I feel that I give to someone or something else, there is less for me, I'm not going to want to give. Rabbi Yeshua goes on, he says, Chavera, a bad friend. Rabbi Yossi says, Shachinra. So again, remember, as we saw in Rabbi Yoni yesterday, Chavera means I am a bad friend to other people. Shachinra means I exert a bad influence on the surroundings around me. Rabbi Shimon says, Halove ve'enu mashalim, one who borrows and does not repay. So this is actually quite interesting. The Rabbi Yoni understands that this means, what does it mean that a person borrows and doesn't repay? The Rabbi Noron explains that this is the opposite of Roa Es Hanolod. So if you remember again, in the positive part of the Mishnah, one of the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what's the mida you need to be successful in life? You have to be able to anticipate future events. Roa Es Hanolod. And the Rabbi Noron explains that the opposite of that is Lo Ve'Eino Meshalim. What does it mean? Someone borrows. So on a simple level, somebody borrows money, and then they're unable to pay back. Now, how does that happen? So the truth is, sometimes it happens because of extenuating circumstances, and sometimes it happens because a person didn't think ahead. I want the money, I want the loan now, but I just didn't really give thought to the fact that one day I'm going to have to repay this. So I'm not prepared to repay the debt. That means a person is not thinking ahead. Incredible. Incredible. He goes on, and here the Rabbi Yonah writes, or actually Rabbi Shimon says, this is true whether we're talking about borrowing from a person or borrowing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A failure to go ahead and think ahead is profound, or is a profound detriment in all relationships in life. Now the truth is, let's analyze this for a little bit. So I understand what it means on an interpersonal level to borrow and not be able to repay. Now again, you could look at that as a on a most basic level as borrowing money. I take a literally a financial loan and I'm able to repay it. It could also mean that I promised someone to do something and I didn't come through. That's also, I'm borrowing like the goodwill, the knowledge that I'm going to do something and then I don't come through, I don't repay or I don't pay. But what does it mean when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean that I borrow and I don't repay? So perhaps what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is as follows. If you think about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu structures the world, is essentially, he gives us a whole host of gifts on credit. Right? I wake up in the morning, and Baruch Hashem, I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, and my eyesight is working, and my hearing is working, and my heart is beating, and my limbs are moving, and I'm able to function. Now the truth is, I haven't done anything to deserve that yet, right? It's a brand new day, and it's a tabula rasa, right? I'm a blank slate. I haven't done anything bad, I haven't done anything good. Literally, I just woke up. So why does the Kaddish Baruch Hu give me all of these gifts if I haven't yet done anything that's worthy of these gifts? And of course, the simple answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extending credit. He's proactively giving me these gifts on credit with the expectation that because I have been giving these gifts, I'm going to do something meaningful with them throughout the day. So what happens if Chas V'Shalom, the day comes to an end, and I did not properly utilize all of my beautiful divine gifts? Essentially, I'm lova ve'eno mishalim. I borrowed, I got all of these incredible things on credit, and I didn't do anything meaningful with them. An incredibly profound idea. So a person has to be rosa nola, a person has to be able to foresee the future, both in their interpersonal relationships, right? So again, literally, if you're going to borrow money, make sure you know how you're going to pay it back, right? And if you go ahead and you promise someone you're going to do something, make sure you know how to come through. And this is true in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to extend credit to me. Make sure if God extends the credit that I'm able, capable, and willing to pay back, to take those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extended to me, even though I don't yet deserve them, and make myself deserving of them by utilizing them for meaningful, dynamic activity. So as we close out this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asking his students, figure out for yourselves what is the detrimental path that should be avoided. So again, Rabbi Eliezer telling us, don't be stingy, don't be a miser, because a person who does that will have difficulty forging relationships with others and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yeshua, don't be the kind of person who's an unreliable friend. Rabbi Yossi, don't be a shachinra, don't be the kind of person who exerts a negative influence on his surroundings. And Rabbi Shimon, don't be the kind of person who borrows and doesn't repay. Because again, you'll have difficulty once again forging human relationships, and understand that each and every day, the Ribono Shel Olam extends to us so many incredible, beautiful, and magnificent gifts. Every single thing that we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the beginning of the day, he gives it to me before I even deserve it. But he gives it to me on credit, with the expectation that in Meretz Hashem, I'm going to find the courage to do something great with it. We'll stop over here for today. Mazel tov on finishing this Mishnah, and we continue tomorrow.